Well, I have this theory. I tried it out, tested it out on Suzanne Kubota.
Uh-huh.
What if it did end? What if this is heaven?
Oh.
I mean, we've had it. No, I've kind of thought it wouldn't.
Yeah.
My son and grandson and I went to Baltimore to see Washington get beaten.
Uh-huh.
About 5 of 6, we were checking our watches and clocks and everything.
Just making sure.
What I'd really like to know, genuinely like to know, what did that guy tell his congregation the next day?
Well, there's actually an interview with him in the San Francisco Chronicle today.
Oh, I've got to get
that, that I should link up at federalnewsradio.com.
Please do, yeah.
Because he's, he just can't imagine how he could have possibly gone wrong.
And this is the second time. He predicted this in the
At 90s. Least the second time.
Yeah. For him, yeah.
So we're still here.
Still here, yeah.
And we're still dealing with the same issues that we've been dealing with. Yeah. And you're writing about a 20% hike in your health premiums in the column today.
You know, this is something, I almost feel guilty about this. In fact, I got an email from a guy, and he said, you've been very helpful over the years, like your stuff, but I can't take any more. I'm not going to read the column until things calm down. And
uh-huh.
I understand it. And, you know, our rule around here is no hype. You know, we really don't. If we tell you about something, it is for real. It's not a test. But that said, it just seems like there's one thing after another. And this latest scheme is probably going to emerge maybe from the Blair House group that Vice President Biden is presiding over, maybe a congressional effort. But the idea is right now, as most people know, that by law, the government pays about 70% of the total health insurance premium, leaving employees and retirees to pay the remaining 30. Very slightly depending on which plan you have, but that's generally it's a 30-70 ratio.
Yeah.
This would change the calculation on that so that each year, the government would wind up paying a little bit less on a percentage basis, and the employee or retiree would wind up paying a little bit more. And Dan Adcock of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees said on the radio show the other day that within 8 years under that formula, they estimate premiums would go up 20%, or the share you're paying would go up 20%. So that's a cut in take-home pay, and there are various reasons for it. One is to make employees absorb more of the costs. They say this is in line with the private sector. And the other is, whether it's intended or not, it would probably drive more people into a lower premium plan. Some people would say an inferior plan. So who knows what the motives are, but it's very real. It's out there. It could happen.
One of the things that I think puts us at such a weird time is we talked about it on the Federal News Countdown on Friday, and you can hear that show at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. We're at a time where there are, I would say, you would know better than me, unprecedented assaults on the pay and benefits package that federal employees have. At the same time, on the other side of the dais, we're having the conversation about we need to attract the best and brightest, and we need to keep the great people that we have, and on and on. And it seems to me there's a really strange imbalance there.
There is, I don't think you're exaggerating to say that. This really is an unprecedented, and it's coming from a lot of places. You know, people keep saying the right wing or the GOP or the House. The pay freeze came out of the White House, and an even longer pay freeze may be recommended by that advisory group. So it's coming from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it's not as big a split personality as you would think, because the people who are talking about making these cuts, seems to me a lot of them, they're either very ignorant of the way government works, or they're angry at the government, or they'd like to see it go away. But the people on the other side, the John Berrys of the world at OPM, who were saying we've got to make this a better place to work, and President Obama told Berry he wants to make government cool again, and they want to attract the best and brightest. They're a different group of people. They're not calling for these cuts so much. So,
it does
reflect a split personality in this huge organization that is the United States government.
Yeah, the back and forth on all of this. I guess the end result is what is really, it's impossible to try to figure out at this point. I mean, crystal balls, you might as well just throw them in the trash.
Well, I was thinking if somebody said, we've got a big outfit here, how can we wreck it? How can we destroy it?
Uh-huh.
You know, destroy the village to save it. Remember that, the whole thing from the Vietnam War? And you say, okay, well here, freeze pay or cut pay. Let's knock out the retirement system, knock it down. let's eliminate all sorts of incentives to do better. And finally, let's just drop the pension plan altogether. Let's just drop it. So instead of this outfit becoming an attractive place to spend a career or many years, it's a kind of place you come in, do your time, maybe make your contacts, maybe make some money, and then get out, move on to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And you could say that that is almost a blueprint of what's being done to the civil service right now. Everything that I said in there is either happening, has been proposed, is in the thought stage, and there's now the one of the proposals would be to eliminate the federal employees retirement system for new hires. So you'd have the thrift savings plan, your 401k, and you'd have Social Security, but there would not be any government annuity, no federal pension. Mm-hmm. And what would that do to as a career?
Yeah. You mentioned Dan Adcock was on your turn last week. What do you got for Wednesday?
Going to have an all-news review. Going to be talking to the guys from the Federal Times. And we're going to get a rundown of what's happening. And these are sober. Steve Losey, Steve Watkins, Sean Riley. These guys cover the government in various aspects of it. And they're going to talk about what's going on the Hill, what's going on the agencies. We're going to really kind of cover the waterfront. And again, without hyping it, just let people know what's out there, what's coming down the pike, and what are the odds.